Welcome to day 20 in the series, 10 more days to go. Yesterday, we looked at how to start identifying and articulating your core values and beliefs. Today, we'll look at how to schedule your week and your life based on your values and priorities so that you can be intentional about creating the life balance and the relationship quality you desire. There are huge benefits to scheduling and prioritizing based on values rather than on your to-do list, and learning to put first things first. Firstly, it ensures all the things you value most are prioritized in the diary and will get their attention. Secondly, as a result, it eliminates the stress of feeling like you're constantly spinning plates and inadvertently dropping the wrong ones. Plates like prioritizing and defending quality time with your partner. Thirdly, it means you can work with real focus. I can't tell you how amazing it feels to work with deep attention and creativity because the noise of things screaming in your head for attention is silenced. And that's because everything is catered for somewhere in the plan. Fourthly, decision-making is much easier about everything in life. You know with far more clarity what you can say yes to because it fits with your values, and what you must say no to, as good as it might be, if it doesn't fit into this season of life or doesn't line up with when appointments and meetings will work for you. Lastly, it means your one-on-one time with your partner and people you hold dear become more meaningful and more memory-creating. It's so easy to pass time around each other instead of invest time with each other. Whether it's activity-packed or pajama days, you get to enjoy time together free from guilt and stress because it was planned in the diary and all the other things that need to get done have their planned space as well. That allows you to be present in the moment with whatever you choose to do. Of course, it doesn't always go like clockwork. But when the inevitable crisis happens, you know what has to be shifted and you can get things back on track again. It also means your partner and your family can be more supportive because they know their time is coming. So tomorrow we will look specifically at how to design your ideal schedule. Meanwhile, as you start to think about what that could look like for you, take a moment to download and read Stephen Covey's hugely powerful story on the big rocks of life. 2020 will be far more rewarding than you can imagine if you just choose to take the driving seat and design the life balance you want. Look out for the email in the morning.